The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'Harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korban Uruf Het. That is, that is being studied in the Mishmat of the next day. Benjamin Mordechai ben Esther, ורפואה שלמה מיקי בן ג'יימי, ולפנדו, שפות הנפש ושפות הגוף, שפועתו קרבה לבורכים ירסום, ונאמר, אמר ובגיל דרי זדף על קוף חד, ואת התודת רבי יוסי גלילי, אומר, let's review the משנה, רבי יוסי גלילי held, that if you שוחט בפנים, and then you מעלה בחוץ, you're going to be חייב. But if you shuhid bahutz, ma'aleh bahutz, patur on the ma'aleh part. Because once already you shuhid bahutz, the animal's pasur already. See, being ma'aleh, something is pasur. Bishlam, when you store it inside. So the animal is kasher. You're supposed to store it inside. So you're taking an animal that's that way and you're bringing it outside. Mashiach, when you store it outside already, it's pasur already. So you're not chayav on the ha'ala'ah. That was the B.O.C. Hakamin contended back and said, what are you talking about? Even when you stored it inside, once you bring it out, it's also pasul. Even before the ha'ala'ah. The Gemara doesn't tell us, or the Mishnah doesn't tell us what the B.U.S.A. answered back to that claim. Hishiv Rabbi Tahat Rabbi Yosef Gilili. So the B answered for Rabbi Yosef Gilili. What Rabbi Yosef Gilili could have said? Ma'al shuhad bifnim wa ma'ala bahutz, shaitel wa sha'at kosher. Tomar b'shuhad chutz. There's a difference in the cases. At least in the case where you slaughtered it inside and then you brought it out, for one moment it was kasher, the korban. It had a sha'ata kosher. So therefore we'll say that when you ma'aleh b'chutz, you'll be chayav. Mashi'enkin, when you slaughter it outside and you bring it outside, it's never had a sha'ata kosher. It was never kasher at all. So therefore that's why there's a difference between the two cases. Yeshiv Rabbi Azab Rabbi Shimon Tahat Rabbi Yosef Galili. Rabbi Azab Rabbi Shimon also gave a Hiluk, an answer for Rabbi Yosef Galili. Which means when you slaughtered it inside, the thought it was good.
I feel like that's worse though.
It is. That's why you be Hayav. It is worse. That's why you Hayav be Ma'aleh Chutz. It's because it was kosher. You know what I says? Yeshiv Rabbi Azab Rabbi Shimon Tahat Rabbi Yosef Galili. Ma'aleh Shochet Befnim. ומעלה בחוץ שכן קודש מקבלו. תאמר בשוחט בחוץ שאין קודש מקבלו. He says a different answer. He says, when you slaughter it inside and it goes out, the deen would be that if you brought it back on the Mizbeach בדיעבד, it's kasher. So there's still a kashrut angle in a korban that was slaughtered inside and went out. The psul is not such a strong psul. That you slaughtered inside and went out, if you brought it back on the Mizbeah, which you shouldn't have, but if you brought it back on the Mizbeah, but the Abad Mizbeah accepts it. So therefore, Hama'aleh is going to be Hayab. Masha'en Ken, Shuhet Bahutz, once it's Shuhet Bahutz, it's a suit to put it on the Mizbeah. I feel with the Abad. So therefore, the Ma'aleh is not going to be Hayab. It's a different answer. So the Gemara asks, my Benayu, what's the Nafkamina between the two answers? Let's talk the two answers out again. The first answer was sha'ata kosher. Once an animal has sha'ata kosher, so then already you're going to be hayav and ma'aleh. But if a devil doesn't have sha'ata kosher, you're not hayav. The second answer doesn't mention sha'ata kosher. His criterion is what? The Mizrach Rabbi Shimon is that ra'uy to go on the Mizbeah in some capacity. If it's ra'uy to go on the Mizbeah, even with the avad, hayav and ma'aleh. If it's not sha'ata kosher on the Mizbeah at all, so therefore you're not going to be chayav and ma'aleh. So is it the mizbeach mekabelo is the factor? Or is it the factor of sha'ata kosher? My benai, what's nafkamina? The Gemara gives a few nafkaminot. Amar zi'idi, shi'itat layla ika benayhu. if you slaughtered it at night, what's the deal if you slaughter a korban at night? Laila is pasul to slaughter a korban at night. Even though you slaughtered in the azara, you slaughtered in the azara, we did it at night. So since you slaughtered it, it never had shahat kosher. Because Laila is lavzman shechita, so it never had a shahat. So according to the first answer, it goes with shahat kosher. If you went outside subsequently, even though you slaughtered it inside, you slaughtered it at night. So if you went outside and some made halaa, you be patur. But according to the reason that says the mizbeach mekabelo, the deen is that if he was shechita at night and put it on the mizbeach, it's mekabel. Therefore, according to that shita, halaa would be hayav. That's one nafkamina. Rava Amar Kabbalah Bichli Chol Ikabinayu. Same type of nafkamina. Let's say you received the blood in the Azara. You made Chayda in the Azara and you made Kabbalah Bichli Chol. Not in Kli Sharit. So according to the Shaitan, you never had Shaita Kosher. So there's no Shaita Kosher over here. Because once you become Bichli Chol, it's not Kasher. So therefore, Ha'ala will be Patur. But according to the opinion that says, that the Amar, if you put it on the Mizbah as Mekabel, the deen is that if you took something Bichli Chol, Kabbalah, and obviously you end up putting it on the Mizbah Mekabelo, then you'll be Hayav Hana. So similar, Nafkaminot. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Tameh She'achal Ben Kodesh. That's a quote from our Mishnah. Let's review the law of Tameh. Mina Torah, person who's Tameh Beguf, that he eats Basar, Korban, that's Tahor, it's Hayav Karet. The Torah talks about Tumat Aguf. So the Mishnah said, Tameh Begufo, Ben She'ach, Tarakama, Ben She'achal Basar Tahor, Ben She'achal Basar Tameh, Hayav, because the Tumat is on the Guf. Rabbi Yosef came along and said, no, I understand if he eats Tahor, it'll be Hayav. But if he eats Basar Tameh, it's Tameh already. So therefore, no Hayav on that. So Chachamim answered back, so we told him, even when he eats Tahor, the second he touches it, it becomes Tameh. And still you agree you're Hayav. So therefore, what's the difference? So Rabbi Yosef doesn't answer back. Gemara says here, Shapir Ka'amre Le Rabbanan Rabbi Yosef Galili. They told him good. They told him a good claim. Amar Rava. So Rava gives us the mahloket. Kol echad de netma tumat aguf. Ve'akak netma basar. Ve'kol alma lo peligi de hayav. Sheken tumat aguf pekaret. Everybody agrees in a case where, let's say, the guy became tameh first. So once the guy became tameh first, tumat aguf, which is hayuv karet, so the hayuv is already in the world that is asur to have basar kodesh. Even though the meat became tameh afterwards, it doesn't matter. Since the history yuv came first of tumat aguf, the isur karet is on him already as asur to eat basar. Everybody means it doesn't matter what type of basar is, basar kash, basar tahor, or basar tameh. So long as his isur preceded the basar, there is no machloket. Oh, so where's the machloket? Look at that she. Kol hechad dinitma gufo shel ze v'hag munat basar v'afilu al yedei achirim. I don't care how it became tameh the basar, even through other people. What did Rabbi Yosef agree? The hayav kedamra mali al yado, mali al yedei achayim. The tamad Rabbi Yosef mishum deni sur halal isuru. The kari sur tumat aguf kodem. The Gemara is going to analyze now and discuss the whole machlokot over here. Has got to do with, can you have an isur existing and then put another isur on it? Is there a concept called isur halal al isur, which means you have one thing that's isur already and then something else happens and now another isur piles on it? In this case of it, there's no isur halal isur. Because the first Isur of Tumat Guf came first. Once the Isur of Tumat Guf comes, that's the highest Isur. Therefore, it's Osir ben Basar Tameh, ben Basar Tahor. Furthermore, Ki Peligi, you know what the argument is going to be? Bishinitma Basar Ma'akik Ma'aguf. Where the Basar became Tameh first. So now, when the Basar became Tameh first, so then, and then there's the Isur of Tumat Guf. That she says, Ki Peligi Bishinitma Basar Tameh Ne'esar Azim Mishum Tumat Basar. Shin Hayim Alab Hatat. There is an Isur on Basar Tameh. Basar Isur Karet. Sarah Isur Hatat. You're not eating Basar Tameh Stam. But there's no Isur Karet. So therefore, there's an Isur already in the world. Now, what happens when he becomes Tumat Aguf? Now you're adding a new Isur on the Isur already. So not only is Asur to eat Basar Tameh Midin Isur Basar Tameh, but now it's Isur Karet. So the Mahlok is going to be, do you say Hal Isur Al Isur? Maybe I'll say, no, once already it was Isur already, you can't pile on another Isur. Or do I say, no, that you can. Understand? This basarta, huh?
How it became
basarta means somebody touched it.
No, but
to, No. Stami, we became sheretz, whatever it is, exactly. So therefore, nazanut there was a new isuran. Does this meat over here till now had isur of what? Stam, you can't eat it because it's basar tamet. Whereas you can't eat basar tamet. But no kalet on anything. A tahor can't even eat basar tamet. Oh, now what happened? Now a new isur evolved. He became tumataguf. So, oh, now you're tackling, you're piling on a new isur over here. So the Gemara says like, Dera banan savre amrinan. Now listen to the Sevara here. Migo. The banan said, we say a migo. We don't say the migo. What's the migo over here? Migo is like since. What's the migo over here? That's it. Now, even though there's a sevarat to say that we will say isur halal isur here, because the isur is adding new things, which is besides this meat over here. The tum'at ha'guf now includes new items. For example, you can add basar tahor even. So normally I would say like this, I would say, migo, that this isur, the new isur, brought in new stuff, so agav the new stuff, I can also bring in the old stuff. Migo, that the new isur, it's not like just the same isur, like I made this piece of meat. The isur of tumat ha'guf now affects other situations. Not this piece of meat. This piece of meat doesn't affect. It's tamer. But it affects a piece of meat that's tahor. Okay, before anything. This is a tamer meat, this is a tahor meat. Is a tahor guy allowed to eat the tahor meat? Of course. Can he eat the tamer meat?
No.
Okay. So this was legal. Now the guy became tumat ha'guf. Tumat ha'guf now brings in the tahor meat already. Now already the star meat, you can only say tumat ha'guf. So I say migo. Migo, that the isur is not hal only on this. The isur already has ramifications somewhere else. So migo that we're bringing in basar tahor, now I can bring in also derech agav, the basar tameh as well, to say it's going to be hayav karet on it. That's if you say migo. But if you don't say migo, you say no. Bottom line, you're putting a new isur on something that was isur already. Any isur hal isur, velo amrin al migo. The migov is, it's called isur kolel, that the isur of tumat ha'guf is inclusive now. It's including more things than it was before. Before when he was tahor, tahor meat wasn't included in the picture. Leave the tamer stuff. Now he gets isur ha'guf. Oh, now already this impacts, forget about what it does to the tamer, it impacts the tahor meat now. Tumat ha'guf he cannot eat. Oh, so the banam will say, migo that the second isur is hal on tahor stuff, it brings in the tamer stuff as well to be hayav karet. And the Yosef is going to say, we don't say migo. That's basically the whole subject over here. Do you say migo or not? So the Gemara says, the Yosef, nehi de migo lo amrina. Okay, agreed. He doesn't say migo. However, titi tumat haguf dehamira v'tahul al tumat basar. Wait. Forget about migo, not migo. When do you say in isur hal al isur? When you're bringing two isurim that are equal to each other. So when you bring two equal isurim that are on the same level, I said too late, the isur's on it already, you can't tack another isur on. But here, the isur, the second isur is much stronger. This isur originally is tum'at basar. Tum'at basar is stam isur. Now I'm saying to Adaguf, which is a karet. Of course, Rabbi Yosef would agree. Isur halal isur, and the second isur is isur hamur. They have isur karet. Of course, he would say. Forget about migo. Migo is legabe when you have two isur that are same. So that this brings in, this doesn't bring in. Mashiachin here, the Rabbi Yosef should agree that since the second isur is so great, it's tuma that brings a karet. Certainly, it should be hal. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, no. Who told you that the karet on the guy, the tuman the guy, is more strict than the basar? I'll show you that the basar is more strict than the guy. Why? Gemara says, mimay de tumat ha'guf hamira, dilma tumat amar vashe. Mimay de tumat ha'guf hamura, dilma tumat basar hamura. Shekin en la tahara b'mikveh. Can a guy become purified? Yes. Can a piece of meat become purified? No, you don't want a piece of meat in mikveh. So therefore, who told you that the tumah of goof is more strict? Adrabah, tumah of the basar is more strict. So what? But the gabe, another thing, it's more strict. The gabe, something else is more strict. This is a kareh, but the isur can come off him. This is the isur, tumah, the tumah cannot come off. So therefore, don't tell me it's so simple to you that, the tumah of the goof is more hamur, therefore it should be hal. Who told you the tumah of the goof is more hal, more hamur? Maybe the tumah of the basar is more hamur. Therefore, from that aspect, you have no claim. That's what Rabbi Yosef will say. We're asking a question. Rabbi Yosef, you should say Isur halal Isur. Because Isur is Sheni, you're Tir Hamura.
What do you mean Isur al Isur? The guy is Tumat Aguf already.
He's not Tumat Aguf. What time? The piece of meat became Tameh. The guy was Tahor. Two separate things. The meat became Tameh from somewhere else. The guy is Tahor. He's not allowed to eat this piece of meat. Stam, no karet, no nothing. Stam was the Rosh Hashanah meat that's Tameh. Now that it becomes Tameh Goof, now this Yisur became upgraded. Now he's an Asur Tim to eat it because it's Tameh, but now it's Tumat Goof, it's Yisur Karet. So the Gemara is saying that B.O.C. should say, Hayav in such a case. B.O.C. says, you're not Hayav in such a case. Because in Yisur Halal Yisur. Because why not? This is Yisur Hamur. Gemara says, who told you Tumat Goof is Hamur? Maybe Tumat Basar is Hamura. Because Tumat Goof you could fix, but Tumat Basar you cannot fix. And therefore the Yisur that's here is stronger. Therefore in Yisur Halal Yisur, even in such a case. The Gemara was trying to say, what do you mean in Yisur Halal Yisur? Maybe we should say Yisur Halal Yisur should be Hayab. Because the second Yisur is much more stricter, the Tumat Goof.
What's the logical? It's two different things. This guy became, just because the Basar became 1 second before.
What part? There's Yisur, let's stop. Is there Yisur on this Basar?
Yes.
That's the point. There's Yisur on this Basar already. Stop. There's Yisur on this Basar already. Nobody can eat this piece of Basar. That guy becomes Tumat Goof. Now it becomes more Asur. It was Asur already. There's no room for another Isur to go on. It's filled. The Isur box is filled already. Now you want to put more Isurim on it? It's Asur already. Isur ve'omed. Basar tameh is Asur for anybody to eat. So therefore, imagine it is Isur box. It's filled now with Isur. There's no more room to put any more Isurim on it. Now it's the guy to get Tumat Goof. A stronger Isur. The Isur already. It's finished. There's no room. That's what the Bible says. Any Isur halal Isur. So the Gemara says, yeah, but wait. I understand any Isur halal Isur. But this Isur is such a strong Isur of Isur Karet. It should go on it. But so now it doesn't go on. Because who told you the Isur Karet is more strict? Maybe the Isur Basar is more strict. Why is the Isur Basar more strict? Because this you cannot fix. The Isur Aguf you can fix. Therefore, the Gemara is concluding, you're right. Any Isur halal Isur. Therefore, according to the Bible, if the Basar became Tameh first, it's full. Then the person... And the person eats such a Qurban, there's no karet. Exactly. You have to know when the Basar came Tameh, when exactly. That's a technical question. How are you going to know that?
Why?
Okay. In the case that you're thinking you'll know it, in the case he's thinking you're not going to know it. Okay. Comes the Mishnah. Okay, so we said two Isurim we have. We have Shechita, Chutz is Asur. And Ha'ala'a Bahut is also Asur. Shechita the Ha'ala'a. And the Rikav said as well. Now we're going to discuss stringencies between the two. Chomer b'shechita mi ba'aliyah u ba'aliyah mi b'shechita. In one sense, the Isur of Shechutz is more strict than Aliyah, of sacrificing it outside. U ba'aliyah mi b'shechita. And in one sense, Aliyah is more strict than Shechita. How? Chomer b'shechita shashuchet lechidyot hayav v'ma'ale lehidyot patur. Let's say the guy was shuchet chutz lehidyot. Not l'shem Hashem. Shuchet stam, l'shem a certain person. Not to God. It's hayav. But when you ma'ale a korban b'chutz l'shem hidyot, meaning l'shem avodah zarah, you're not going to be Hayav in the Chutz. Because you're Hayav already on the Avodah Zarah. Rashi. Rashi Kadashim Bachutz Lachilat Hidyot. You're storing it for yourself. You're coming out to eat it yourself. Hayav. Ba'amale Lejot Patur Mishum Ha'alat Chutz. You'll be Patur from Ha'alat Chutz. Why? Ve'hayav Mishum Ovet Avodah Kuchabim. What's the Nafkamina? She gives you Nafkamina. Let's say, Bim Hezid Ba'avodat Kuchabim. Let's say Ligabe the Avodah Zarah, he was a Mezid, he was intending to do Avodah Zarah. But Ligabe the Shchutehutz, he was a Shogeg. He won't bring a Korban on the Shchutehutz aspect. Because the mezid of Avodah Zarah trumps the isur of Shchutei Chutz. We don't say it's two separate isurim. If I'm mezid on this and the shogeg on this, normally I'm the shogeg giving you Qurban. Kama shpalan over here, that even though I was a mezid on the Avodah Zarah, shogeg on the... I didn't know Shchutei Chutz was a sur. Huh? No, we're not killing the guy. So that she says that the mezid of the chumim shagek b'alat chutz eno mevi al shigat tohatat. You're not going to bring tohatat because when you bring for avodah zara, you're not chayav on shchutei chutz. Okay, so that's the first case. V'ma'ale lehejot patur. Okay, chomer b'aliyah. Now there's a chomer on korban and on shechita. What's the korban? I'm bringing it as a korban. Shnayim sheahazov besakin. Two guys held a knife and they were slaughtering together. Shnayim she'asehu peturim. However, ahazo be'eved ve'eino chayavim. But if two guys took a limb and together they threw it on the fire, the hayav. That's the chomer of ha'ala'a over shechita. Shnayim she'asehu. He'ela hazar ve'ela ve'hazar ve'ela hayav al kol aliyah. Devrei Rabbi Shimon. He kept on bringing it, which means that she says the kid's talking about. He brought some stuff on his mizbeach that he built outside of his mizbeach. Let's say he brought some meat on top of the mizbeach, and then he remembered, oh, that's asur, and then he forgot that it was asur and did it again, and then he remembered, then he forgot and did it again. So for every he'alem, he's going to be hayav another hayuv. I'll call it alem ve'alem. We don't know yet what the hadush is teaching us of Mishnah. That's obvious that every time there's a lapse. So it's a new hayuv. I mean, if I did 10 isurim in one lapse, I bring one korban. I didn't know it was a sur. I did it 20 times. You hayav one. But if I remembered, then I forgot, remembered, forgot, for each lapse, you have to bring another korban. Okay, we don't know what the Mishnah is teaching us. We'll see for the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef ben Eno hayav ila ahat. Oh, Rabbi Yosef says, even in that case, only hayav one. Why? The Chaurah, you have so many lapses. Ve'eno hayav ad she'ali l'rosh ha'mizbeach. Oh, it's got to be on a mizbeach. Not stop throwing it on the floor making a fire. You need to build the mizbeach outside the azarat to be hayav shchotei chutz ma'ale b'chutz. Rabbi Shimon omer afilu ela la'sela or la'eved hayav. Rabbi Shimon says no. Even if you put it on a rock, even on a stone, you're going to be hayav. Now she says she alil rosh mizbeach she ibne mizbeach l'shem kach. He says you have to build a special mizbeach for that. And Rabbi Shimon says no. It's enough to put it on a rock or whatever it is, and it's fine. Okay, so now the Gemara begins. Why does it have to be a Kohen? Doesn't have to be a Kohen to be Hayav Shchutei Chutz or Ma'ale B'chutz? Anybody. A Shochet, doesn't say Kohen. Anybody. That's why it's a Sukkaret. Anybody. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Mai Shena HaMa'ale LeHedyot DePatur. Okay, now we start. You told me Ma'ale LeHedyot, meaning you bring in, you're doing the Korban for hedyot, meaning you're not bringing it to God, you're bringing it to so and so. The hedyot, the avodah zara. So you put, even if the two isurim, you slaughtered a korban outside, but you also did it to avodah zara. You're not chayav on the shchutei chutz aspect. Why? Dichtiv lahashem, because it says in the pasuk over there by Maale, ve'el petach oel moed lo yivienu la'asot oto lahashem. Mashma, only when you're doing it for God. That's what he's talking about. In the Shaita also it says the word Lashem. And why did you tell me in the Mishpat that Shuchet Lehidyot is Chayav? It says Lashem also in that Pasuk. What does it say in that Pasuk? Ve'el peta oil moed lo yevi'o l'akribo korban l'akrib korban Hashem l'fnei Mishkan Hashem. Od pa'am. By Ha'ala it says Lashem. So from there we learn only when you're slaughtering it, when you're bringing it up for God. Lashem. But when you're doing it for Avodah Zarah, you're going to be patur on the Ha'ala'at Chutz. So for the same reason, you should be patur on Shaitat Hidyot. Because it says also in the Pasuk of Shaitat Lashem. But you told me in the Mishnah, Shaitat Hidyot is Hayat. Oh, Shani Hatam. Tamar Kera Ish Ish. The Gabe Shaitat says Ish Ish. They come and tell me, no matter what. The double Ish Ish comes and tell me, even if he's bringing it to Hidyot, Shaitat Hidyot is Hayat. So Gemara says one problem. It says ish ish by ha'ala also. So it should include even the hedyot. No, we need that for something else. We need that ish over it to tell me that even if two people do it, bring the meat on the Mizbeach, they're going to be Hayav. So we should say the ish by Shechita also should teach me what? That if two people do the Shechita, you should be Hayav. No. Shani Hatam Damar Kira Hahu. Echad Velo Shnayim. No. So by Shechita it says Hahu. The guy is Hayav. Hahu Velo Shnayim. Yaki Gabi'ala Gam Name Haketiv Hahu. It says the word Hahu by Hala. We need that for something else. The me'ut, that's coming to exclude karet to a shogeg. Shogeg means he made a mistake on his own. Anus, or they forced him, umut'eh, or he was fooled by other people. In all those cases over there, it's ha'hu, to include cases of shogeg, anus, and mut'eh. Yache, hache namem, if I the me'ut, anus, shogeg, umut'eh. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Then by Shaita also, the word Hahu should be excluding Shogeg, Mut'ay, and Anus. Tere Hahu Ketiv. That's the bottom line answer. By Shechute Chutz, it says the word Hahu twice. And therefore, we learn two dinim over there. Number one, Lema'et Shnayim, Shechatu, and Temema'et, Ones, Shogeg, and Mut'ay. And therefore, the Gemara is already saying good. That since it says by ha'ala'ah, it says la'ashem, and therefore only when you're doing it la'ashem you're going to be hayav in the ha'ala'ah. But the Gemara didn't answer the question. It says la'ashem also by shechita. So the Gemara says ve'ela la'ashem la'mali. What are you doing with the la'ashem? Gemara says le'otzi sa'ir ha'mishtaleya. It's coming to exclude sa'ir ha'mishtaleya that goes to Azazel. Which means it's to come and teach us that what if you slaughter the Sa'il Azazel, you're not going to be Hayav. Why? Because only a Shechita that of a Qurban was going to God. But since the Sa'ir doesn't go to God, it goes to Azazel. So therefore Shechuteh Chutz is not going to be Hayav on Azazel. That's what he did Hashem for. That if you slaughter the Azazel, you don't slaughter the Azazel, you throw it from out. But if you slaughter the Azazel outside the Azara, which doesn't matter, it belongs outside the Azara, you do Shechita, the Chedush is not going to be Hayav. Why? Shoteh-Utz. No, because since this is not a Lahashem item, that's not Lahashem, because it's Azazel. So therefore, it's coming to exclude that. Normally, Shechita, the Hidyot, will be Hayav. Mashiach Shaita on Azazel, it's Lashem. Look at Ashi. Ashi says, they would see fourth line. The Mashma Lashem. The Mashma Haraui li Karev Lashem. Something that's Raui to bring Lashem. Hayabim Alab Bahut. Bishain Omed Lashem in Hayabim Alab Bahut. Very good. The only something that's Raui Lashem. Okay, what else did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said, Homer. Chomer Be'ala'ah. What's Chomer Be'ala'ah? Two guys bring the meat on the Mizbeah, Hayav. Two guys slaughter, Patur. That's a Chomer of Ha'ala'ah over Shechita. Shnaim Sha'asa'um. Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Ish Ish. It says Be'ala'ah. Ish Ish. Twice. Mat Tamud Lomar. Lerabot Shnaim Sha'asu. Be'eber Ve'elush Hayavim. Yachol, so I would have said like this. Ve'alo dinu, u'ma ha'shuchet le'hidyot. She'hayav, shnayim she'chazu pesakir v'shechato peturin, ha'ma'ale le'hidyot, she'patur, en odin she'shnayim she'chazu peturin, tamod omar, ish ish. Devre, Rabbi Shimon. I need a pasuk. Because otherwise I would have made a kav homer to say, patur. Because I would have made a kav homer like this. U'ma ha'shuchet le'hidyot. That shechayav, chumra by shochet, and still we say shnayim she'achzu b'sakin patur. So by ma'ale, that ma'ale lehidyot is patur. Certainly shnayim she'achzu that put the meat on the mizbeach certainly should be patur. That's why I need a pasuk to come and tell me chayav. The Rebbe Bishmon, B'yosei Omer, it says by ha'alat chutz ha'hu, ha'hu teaches me echad velo shenayim. Imken mat tamud omar ish ish. So according to Rabbi Yosef, what do I need the word ish ish? The Torah b'shon b'nei adam. The Torah sometimes talks in the vernacular. You don't always have to be doresh ish ish. That's the way the Torah talks. Rabbi Shimon, hay hahu. What do you mean, Rabbi Shimon? What does he do with the word hahu? because the Mishmor learned it from the words. He learned it from Ish Ish. So what does the Bishamon learn from the word Ahu? That if the guy was a shogeg on his own, or it was anu, somebody forced him, or mutayeh, somebody fooled him into the halakha, think that's mutar, so he's patur in those cases. Ah, but Rabbi Yosef, mehu hahu. He learns from the extra he. Hu hahu. That teach me those cases of the patur. Rabbi Shimon, hu hahu. No, daddy. She's not doresh, the extra he. Now comes the Gemara and says that Rabbi Yosef learned from an ish ish to come in and tell me what? That ish ish teaches me that shnaim she'ailuhu is going to be hayav. No, according to Rabbi Yosef, ish ish we said is the brat Torah kelshon b'nei Adam. He learned it from the word hahu. That what? He learned from the word hahu to teach me echad velo shnaim. Exactly. That only one is going to be hayav and not two. According to Rabbi Shimon, he had ish ish to come and tell me what the rabot shtaim shazu be'ever shayavim. And what did Rabbi Yosef say? Hahu velosh echad velosh shnayim. So we have a machloket. To put that up was this machloket Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosef. If two guys brought the korban, are you hayav or not? Rabbi Shimon says hayav from the word ish ish, and Rabbi Yosef says patur because it says hahu. How is echad velo shnayim? I, Rabbi Yosef, what do you do with the words ish ish? The Brat Torah goes from an Adam. It's vernacular. So Gemara said, yes. Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef, midai ish ish, the Brat Torah goes from an Adam. Hahu by shaita ish ish named the Brat Torah goes from an Adam. But the shochet the hidyot minale de hayav. Very good. Which means, if you tell me ish ish is tam, it's the Brat Torah goes from an Adam, you have to be consistent. So by shaitar also says the word ish ish. Oh, now you learned that shohet lehidyot is chayav. Now we learned it from the words ish ish lerabot. But if you tell me that ish ish is vernacular, is the Brat Torah goes from an Adam, what's your source for shohet lehidyot? That's chayav. Nafkale dam yehashib la ishahu dam shafach. Afilu hashochet leish. So pasuk says, "Dam yachash tizbash shaita." Dam hashiv leish hahu. So he learns the word ish. Even if he was shochet to an ish, gizlat hakatu extra word of the leish. They come and tell me hayav in that case over there. Okay. Shnayim shasu dafka b'ha'ala.
Or whatever. So if he learns it on Shabbat, it has to have another pasuk for it.
Correct.
Not like it's a.
Correct. Shnayim shasu shehayav is a hadush.
And Rabbi Yosef says no, it's not. This is something that goes on forever. It goes on everywhere. And I need a special
exemption.
Exclusion.
That's right. That's right. Very good. That's right. That's the definition of the machloket. What's the starting point?
Right.
Am I hayav on shnayim shasu in the p'tur? Or am I p'tur and in a special inclusion to say hayav? Very good.
Mara continues to quote from the Mishnah. He'ayla behazar ve'ayla behazar ve'ayla. So Mishnah said, Hayav al kol aliyah. Devre Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Enu Hayav ila achat. He kept on bringing his korban. Then he had a lapse, and he remembered again. He forgot. He brought another one. He forgot. He kept on bringing. So for everyone that he brings, he's Hayav. That's according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef is only Hayav one. Amar Rish Lakish, Machloket Bedalet Ve'evarim. The Machloket over here is in four or five bones of the same animal. Demor Savar Kiketiv La'asot Oto. When the Pasuk says La'asot Oto, Ala Shalem Uchayav Oto, only on Shalem, only when it's complete. Ve'enu chayav ala chaser. And you're not chayav on chaser. If it's less than shelimut. Ve'enu chayav ala chaser. Akol behema ketiv. Which means, each behema has to be shalem. Akol behema ketiv. It's referring to each animal. So to be chayav ala abachutz, the animal has to be complete. Akol behema ketiv. And therefore you're not chayav on one bone. Therefore if you brought four bones, that's not considered the ha'ala'ah. It's only one ha'ala'ah.
you're not going to be hayav only one hatat. Does she? Assuming that's the whole animal. Akol be'ema ketiv. Does she? Akol be'ema hu hayav. V'nu hayav al ever ehad. Hilka kula hadah ala ahi. Therefore, all the four or five ones that he brought is considered one he'ala'ah. Umor savar, I call ever ve'ever ketiv. He says, no, each ever is a separate chayuv. Ketiv. The word la'asot oto is going on each limb. Therefore, aval ever ehad. But on one bone that you broke it up, you're only going to be hayav one. One bone that you broke up into pieces, everybody's going to say hayav one, assuming that you brought everything else. So you have one bone left. Let's say all the animals on the mizbeach. And then you have one bone left. So that bone is the last part of the animal. That's considered kol, because all the other part of the animal is on the mizbeach. So you have one bone left of the animal. This bone is the remaining piece. Everybody agreed that if it breaks up into pieces, only going to be hayav one. Good. So we have a machloket over here. Mor sabara called behema, and mor sabara called ever. Nashi, aval beever echad v'kribo lahatzayim. You brought it in halves. Lahash shekriv shara evarim. You brought the rest of the bones on the mizbeach. Teilu alav lebado afilu kriv shalem patut le. The Rabbi Yosef. Right, because you patut on a bone according to Rabbi Yosef, because he was only hayav on a full animal. So then we have to say it's talking about a case where you brought the rest of the animal on the mizbeach, you have one bone left, you cut it up at the half, so it doesn't matter. According to everybody, it's not behemah shalem, and it's not bone shalem. Therefore, you're not going to be hayav, only ahat. That's the first way of learning it. Good. But if that's the way the Shtakish understood it. But if Yohanan Amar, Mahloket be'ever echad. The mahloket is mamash in one limb. The mor savar. One opinion holds, namely Rabbi Shimon, muktere panim shehasru. Muktere panim. What does that mean? You brought it inside. Muktere panim. You brought it inside. The azara. Exactly. The bone came off. Shehasru. Also, the bone came off the mizbeach. Good, because bottom line you have a complete bone. Complete bone came outside, you're going to be hayav.
Even part of the bone. Even part of the bone?
No, enu hayav ela, ורבי יוחנן אמר מחלוק באבר אחד. מוקטרי פנים שחסרו. Meaning, not the whole korban was brought inside. There were the ewim for inside, שחסרו. And therefore you brought it outside hayav. So when it says in the pasuk oto, it means on the eved. Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, machloket be'ever echad, u'dekud alma oto akol eved ve'ever ketiv. Everybody holds that the word oto is going on limbs, not on the animal. Uman de mechayev, and the one that says chayav four or five times, sabar muchtere penim shehasru. They were inside, and they were hasid. Not everything went on the mizbeach. Ve'ailu b'chutz chayav. De'am me'adrinan pukaim the mizbeach. Which is, if bones came off the mizbeach, the law is supposed to put them back on the mizbeach. De'avulu hasir. Until you put them on the mizbeach, it's hasir. Ve'chi ketiv oto amuktarim amuktare chutz ketiv. So let's go again. Mor sabar muktare penim, that's korbanot that you sorted inside. And then they were uyim to be on the mizbeach, shehasru, bones fell off the mizbeach, ve'ayla b'chutz hayav. Oh, so that's clearly going to be hayav, because they were allowed to go on the mizbeach, and you brought them outside, even a bone, going to be hayav. Oh, when the Torah said that you're not hayav on a hasir, this is hasir, because you didn't bring the whole animal.
The whole animal's inside,
and if one bone went outside, according to the bish, it won't be hayav. Oh, so he's talking about where korbanot you brought chutz, like Rashi just explained. Korbanot that you slaughtered outside, and therefore it's muktere chutz. So therefore, if you slaughter kama halakim shel ibare echat memuktere penim hayav hatat kol chelek vechelek. Oh, so the pasuk that says you patur is talking about if it was slaughtered outside. But if you slaughtered inside the animal, and you brought it inside, and the one or two bones came off, and you slaughtered it outside, you'll be chayav al kol hedek v'hedek. Let's understand what it says. Rabbi Yochanan mefarish ha-mishnah medaberet b'mikre she'ila v'chazar v'ilach kama halakim me'oto eved. Ela she'ita zu be'emat shel shechata b'fnim. The animal is slaughtered inside. V'ayta re'uya laktara b'fnim. Rabbi Shimon sumer she'muktere b'fnim yeshno chiyuv gam al ha'ala he'chaser. Ah, it's chumra. Once already it was muktar b'fnim, so now even on chaser you're going to be chayav b'chutz. V'lachim she'ito chayav chatat al kol ha'ala'a. Even pieces. Even pieces. You took the bones, broke them up, doesn't matter. Since it was Na'ufir Mizbeach Bifneem, and went on the Mizbeach Bifneem, it says Oto. When is that talking about Oto? That's Muktere Chutz. When it didn't go on the Mizbeach, it was all outside, so then it has to be Shalim. So therefore, there's no explanation. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Muktere Pinim, Sheshachatam Bifneem, and you put some on the Mizbeach, then the bones came off. So those bones you broke up, even though they're not shalem, they're going to be chayav four or five times outside. But it says...
This is only if you brought the whole evad at the end?
No.
No, we said a piece.
Of the evad. Three pieces of the bone.
Otor right, but it's only if you brought the... Because Elu ve'elu agree that Otor is talking about a full evad.
Yeah, but that on Shchut Echutz.
Oh, that's
that's on Chutz. When do you need full evad? When it was brought outside. But inside you don't need a full Ebed. And what's the other rabbi? Hold the Bi Yosef. Umar Sabar. Umar Sabar Patur. And the other rabbi holds the Bi Yosef that indeed you're going to be Patur. Ben Mukhtere Penim and Ben Mukhtere Chutz. If you store a part of an Ebed, you're going to be Patur. Abal. Bedal Ve'evarim. But on full bones, which means everybody's going to hold you me chayav on each ever, because each ever is considered davar shalem. Oh, Rashi. Let's read Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabbi Yochanan again. Rabbi Yochanan amar machloket be'ever echad. Odekol alma oto akol ever be'ever ketiv. It's got to be a full bone. The rabbi that says you hayav four or five times, savar muktere penim, shehasru ve'ailu b'chutz hayav. Which means those bones, even though they broke, they're not complete. Because those bones fell off the mizbeach. So halakas, you got to put them back on the mizbeach. So if you slaughter them outside, you're going to be hayav for each one. If each piece, the amadrin and poking the mizbeach, the abudu chaser, v'chi ketiv oto amuktere chutz ketiv. Exactly. And when it says, אותו צונן תומא מוקטרי חוץ ומוסבא פתור דלאף קדם ולא יביאנו כרבי שמע fine. So comes that we have two ways of learning. Is it going on the animals or going on the bone? Comes the Gemara and says ופליגה דעודה. This is arguing on what עודה said. אמר עודה כל מודים במוקטרי פנים. That's something that was brought on the inner מזבח שחסרו. It came off the מזבח והעלה בחוץ שחייב. Oh, this is everybody says חייב מוקטרי פנים. Even Rabbi Yosef is going to say going to be חייב. לא נחלקו במוקטרי חוץ. The only argument מוקטרי חוץ שחסרו והעלו בחוץ. The more sabar Rabbi Yosef says פטור. Why? Because when it says לעשות אותו, you only חייב on a עבד, שלם. Or more sabar חייב. Because according to him, לעשות אותו, it's not coming to be ma'at according to this, only less than a kezayit. But as long as you brought a kezayit, even if it's fragments, you're going to be chayav. So therefore, according to this version, all this coming out just different versions of what the machloket is. According to this version, everybody holds muktere pinim, that what you brought it inside, that you're going to be chayav. Shehasru ve'ana b'chol shehayav. That's everybody holds muktere pinim, even on fragments. Bottom line, you brought it on the mizbeach b'pinim. Whatever you bring outside, you're going to be chayav in pieces. That's muktere penim, because it's allowed to go on the mizbeach. Once it's allowed to go on the mizbeach, so you're chayav on anything. Abed the pasuk says oto. Oh, so machloket is on muktere chutz. So one rabbi is going to say, what? That muktere chutz, shechasu ve'enu b'chutz, mosavar patur. Why? Because it's oto. And therefore fragments on muktere chutz is patur. The other rabbi says, no, even fragments is going to be chayav on muktere chutz. But it says oto. No, oto should tell you it's a shi'ud. That the fragments have to be shi'ud of a kezayit. The sheep. No, I have to muktere chutz. Most of our chayav dechi ketim oto levut bechom lechezayit. That's what she says. She'en haketara shelemach chadish tzedek lechaman. Okay, ikadamli, another version. Amar ula hakol modim bemuktere chutz. Shehasru ve'elu bachutz שהוא פטור, נו שיטה, מוכתרי חוץ שחסרו ועלו, everybody's going to say that what, meaning you brought it outside, you didn't bring it inside the Mizbeach, you brought it outside the Mizbeach, and therefore what, and you have what, fragments now, everybody's going to say פטור, so what's the מחלוקת on? לא נחלקו אלא מוכתרי פנים שחסרו ועלו בחוץ. You brought it on the Mizbeach and they have fragments outside. מור סבר פטור, because why? The Pasuk says oto, it has to be shalem. Omar sabar hayav, and the other rabbi is going to say hayav on muktere pinim. That what's because the mizbeach? Everybody read muktere chutz. You're going to be patur, but muktere pinim is going to be the machloket. That's this version. That's the ikad amre. No, the last one is Hakol Modim Bepnim, and the Machlok was Bahutz. According to this version, Hakol Modim Behutz, and the Machlok is the Pnim. Oh, like the first version? Rabbi Yochanan, you mean? And the Shakish. He didn't talk about in and out. They didn't talk about in and out. They talked about Ever of Ema.
What's the first version? Everyone says
they talked about
in
limb.
Yeah.
They didn't make a haluk between in and out. Yeah. They just make the haluk about the full animal or the pieces, the bones. In and out started with Rabbi Yochanan and Ula.
But
the
Rashi explained to us was talking about the case of
no, that was the second. When we started with Rabbi Yochanan, we said machloket be'evir echad. More so muktene pinim. Then we started with that. That the machloket according to Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosei was muktere penim. He was the first one to introduce that. The haluk between muktere penim muktere chutz. Hey, you want to chart it out? Let's go through all the shitot. Comes that you have 1, 2, 3, 4 shitot, and then you have one more. Go get the shitot. Number one was the shakish. Machloket be'arba'a b'chamisha evarim. 4 or 5 bones of the animal. The mor sabar, when it says oto, nasot oto, it's shalem. You only hayav ha'alar, a full animal. You're not hayav an individual bones. Ve'enu hayav al-chaser. So one bone is chaser, 2 bones chaser, you have a full animal. Avad be'emaketi, akul be'emaketi, it's on the whole animal. Umor sabar, Rabbi Shimon, akul ever be'ever ketiv. Good, each bone. And therefore, when you bring all 4, you're going to be hayav 4. About every had, but one bone, devrei akol enu hayav ela achat, which means one bone that they brought the pieces. Everybody holds you're only going to be hayav
once.
So the machloket is full when it says oto. That's the machloket in pasuk. Oto means you're hayav when you bring full animal. Otherwise, says no, even a full bone. But everybody will say a bone that you broke up into fragments. And you brought the bone. Everybody's going to say only hayav one. You have to assume that was the last bone.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be hayav one according to one.
Correct, because you have to say that was the last bone, because otherwise you're not hayav, because you have to only slaughter the whole animal. So according to the opinion that says whole animal, this was the last bone, I don't care if you broke it up, you'll be hayav one. And according to the opinion that says that you hayav for each bone, so you brought this bone. I don't care if you brought in many pieces, only me, hayav one. Beautiful. So it's on the animal or the bone. Now Rabbi Yochanan comes along, he's the first one to introduce Muktere Pinim, Muktere Chutz. Rabbi Yochanan said what? No, Machloket Be'ever Echad. What's the Machloket? And even on individual bones. Temor Sabar, Muktere Pinim. That's a Korban that was stored inside. It means it was Ra'oi to put on the Mizbeach Bifnim, because everything was good. Shehasru, which means it's not complete anymore. I guess some of the korban went on the mizbeach, and now what? You have a couple of bones left over. Ve'ela b'chutz hayav. Oh, in that case over there, even if the bones are not complete, once it goes on the mizbeach, so all the bones are that we can go on the mizbeach. So then, whatever you slaughter out, whatever you bring outside, is hayav. Also, what's the pasuk say? Complete. That's about shechutei chutz. that when it was done, Muktzeh Chutz was done outside, so then you needed to be complete. Inside, you don't got to be complete. But outside, if it was Muktzeh Chutz, the bones got to be complete. And the other rabbi says, the Biyoseh, Patur. And even Muktzeh Pinim, on the outside, if the bone's broken, you're going to be Patur. Okay, that's that. Ufniga de'ula. What did Ula say? Ula said, no. The v'rakol ha-mukhtere penim she-hasru ve'er-la-bechot she-hayav. There's no machlok in mukhtere penim. The only machlok is on chutz. And then the next version says, no. Everybody agrees on mukhtere chutz she-hasru te-yipatur. And the machlok is dafka on the penim. Okay, now we got the next one. Ufriga de-abu de-shmuel al-eshna kamad de-ula. And this is arguing. Abu de-shmuel is arguing on the first version of Ula. First version of Ula said that the Mahloket is on Muktere Penim. Muktere Penim Shehasru and Muktere Chutz, it is the Mahloket. Kul Alma Modim on Muktere Penim Shehasru, that you're going to be Hayav, and the Mahloket is on Chutz. Abu Dish was arguing on that. Why? The Amar Abu Dish, because the father of Shemuel said, Keman Mehadrin and Pukim the Gabem Mizbayah. It says what? Let's say a piece of the Qurban fell off the Mizbayah. The fire was very hot and it jumped off the Mizbayah. So now the Qasr, you got to put it back on the Mizbayah. Fell on the ground, you got to put it on the ground. Who's that going like? Keman delo ke Rabbi Yosef. So he said, well, I'll tell you what it's like. It's not like Rabbi Yosef. Why? Because we have to put the things, the pieces of the bones back on the Mizbayah. Even though they burnt, part of the animal burnt already, now it's not Shalem anymore. The bone is a fragment. The bone was on the Mizbeah. Part of the bone burnt. What happened? The helik of the bone fell off the Mizbeah. Halakha says what? Put it back on. Now you say, Shigam devarim shehasru, even if something that's hasir, you see it's still that way to be put on the Mizbeah. That's why I say you have to put it back on. And therefore, if you ma'alib bechutz this item, you're going to be hayav, because it's that way to go on the Mizbeah. Who's the shita that says that something that's muktere penim, a fragment that you did outside, is going to be hayav? Is the law can it be yoseh? Oh, so that must be like the second version of Ula. Because according to the first version of Ula, but muktere penim, everybody says you're going to be hayav. First version of Ula says muktere penim, everybody says on fragments you're going to be hayav. Here, Abu Dishma says, the law can it be yoseh. And the law can it be yoseh must mean that the argument is even by muktere penim. And we're going like the Hakamim that say Muktere Penim will be Hayav, and the Biyoseh is going to say you're going to be Patur. All we're just showing is from Abu Dishma, from the fact that he said that you got to put a fragment back on the Mizbeah. And who's that like? Well, it's not like the Biyoseh. Oh, why is it not like the Biyoseh? Because must be, if we're saying you put a fragment on the Mizbeah, it means you must hold that a fragment outside is going to be Hayav. Because this is the Sra'ut for the Mizbeah, and you put the fragment outside is going to be Hayav. That means Muktere Penim, that one of his band came off, it's a fragment, he'd be Hayav outside. Oh, that cannot be going like the first version of Ula. Ufniga dabush alishna kamad Ula. Because in the first version of Ula, everybody agreed by Muktere Penim. That one, that a fragment is going to be Hayav outside. But now you tell me, the look be Yosef. Therefore, it must be going like the second version of Ula. That's the, again, different ways to learn the Mahloket in the Mishnah. On Hazar Ve'ela four or five times. All it is basically, again, just so you don't confuse yourself. All the Mishnah said what is, you brought four or five times, four or five bones, one rabbi says Hayav once, rabbi says Hayav for each one. So what are we talking about? The Gemara gave different ways to understand that deen in the Mishnah, and it's basically how you learn the word Oto. Is it going on the whole animal, or is it going on each individual bone? And then the Gemara introduces on which part? On an inside. Some sort of say inside, even fragments of Hayav outside. And some want to say no, only on the outside ones. It's a Mahloket. Some say no, the Mahloket is on the outside ones, and on the inside, everybody agrees that even fragments is going to be Hayav. So there's two ways of learning. Those are the two versions of Ula. Okay, now we get to the last part of the Mishnah. Okay, v'inu chayav ad she'ale. What did the Mishnah say? When you make something outside the Mizbeah, outside the Azara, one rabbi said you have to put it on the Mizbeah. One rabbi said the Bishamon even on the rock. Gemara says, Amar Avuna Maita, Amar Rabbi Yosef, what's Rabbi Yosef, that you have to have a Mizbeah, the Chtiv. But even Noach Mizbeah Lashem. That Noach built the Mizbeah Lashem. That means when it's mutar to bring Korbanot outside, it's got to be done on the Mizbeah. Why didn't Noach bring it on the floor? They must have been on the Mizbeah, because the deen is when you bring something outside, it's got to be done on the Mizbeah. So who are deen when you're not allowed to bring something outside? The only time you're going to be Hayab is when you brought it on a Mizbeah. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, my time, Rabbi Yohanan, why does Rabbi Yohanan take it on a rock? The Chid, Vayikach Manoach, El Gadiyah, Azim Etam, Min Haba, Ya'al Lassud, Lashem. Manoach, when he brought his Korban, he brought it on a rock. Also, you see what? That when you're allowed to bring outside, rock is enough, and therefore you'll be Hayab when it's Lassud, even if you put it on a rock. What does the Bishamon do with Noah? No, he just wanted to make it high. He could have done it on the ground. He just wanted to give it a little elevation. What does he do with Noah? That says he put it on the rock. That was special horacha from a malach. Therefore, he had a special the dispensation. You can't bring Beraya from Manoah. It says that what? Mizbah Hashem, Mizbah Petach Oel Moed. Ve'en Mizbah Bebama. Lefika Ke'ela Laselo Ola Eben Hayab. It says in the Beraita, the Rabbi Shimon says, it says, Vezarak Kohen at the dam. The Kohen sprinkles the dam. Where does he sprinkle the dam? Ala Mizbah, on the Mizbah of Hashem. That means what? It's mashpah that where is there a mizbeach? The mizbeach only belongs in petach oel moed. The en mizbeach bebama. But outside there's no mizbeach. Therefore, nefika ki'ala la sila ola ibn hayav. Now, what does it mean? This blaita. The en mizbeach bebama. That means according to him, when there was hetir bamot, you can bring it on the floor because the pasuk says mizbeach hashir la sila ola moed. I should have said Hashem. There's only Mizbeach in the Ohel Moed. There's no other Mizbeach. I thought there was Bamot. Bamot is on the floor. It's on a rock. And if we say the Fikach, He'ila ala Sela o ala Eben Hayav. What does that mean? He'ila ala Sela. Therefore, if you brought on a Sela o ala Eben Hayav, the only way I can understand this statement Hayav means if you did it at the time where there was no Bamot. When you did it Be'isura Bamot, if you put it on the ground, you're going to be Hayav because you see it only day. Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Yatsam Mizbeilin. The problem with this Braita is the smashma that the whole Braita was talking about at the time we have Heter Bamot. So if it's at the time of Heter Bamot, why does it say Chayav? It should say Yatsa. Which means, if I have Heter Bamot and I brought a Korban on a rock, but the point of the Braita is to tell me, Mizbeach only belongs in the Kodesh. You don't need a Mizbeach outside. Therefore, Bisman Heter Bamot, if you brought a Korban on a rock, it should say Yatsa. Why does it say Hayav? So the Gemara says Yatsa Mevaile. Haki Kamar Lefichach Bishat Isur Abamot He'ala Al Asilu Al Eben Hayav. You have to interject those words. There's a Mizbeach only in Oil Moed. Oh, therefore, since the Mizbeach only in Oil Moed, therefore induce that you don't need a Mizbeach for Bamot. Therefore, Bishat Isur Abamot, even putting it on the rug, is going to be Hayav. Gemara says, "By Eleb Yosef b'Harina, Keren v'Kibesh v'Isod v'Ribua Mashi Akvu b'Ama b'Bama." Oh, it's a new question now. Which means, when we say you have a Bama, let's say, according to Yosef, by the way, you don't need a. According to Heter Bamot, according to the B Shimon, you don't need a Mizbeah. According to the B Yosef, you need a Mizbeah. Because the B.O.S. was the one that said you got to put it on the Mizbeah to be Hayab. So that means according to the B.O.S. B'sha'at heter b'amot you need a Mizbeah. Hot pa'am. According to the B.O.S. you can bring on a rock. That means what? B'sha'at heter b'amot the rock was okay. According to the B.O.S. to be Hayab chutz you need a Mizbeah. Means what? That B'sha'at heter b'amot also you need a Mizbeah. So they asked according to the B.O.S. this Mizbeah, B'sha'at heter b'amot, is it going to be a regular Mizbeah? It's got to be, does it need kiranot? It needs corners? Does it need a kevish? Is it a ramp? Does it need a yesod? Does it have to be square? Meaning, does it have to be regular din of a mizbeah? Maybe it's not. You just pile up rocks and make a platform. So Gemara says, "Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tanya, keren vekevish v'ribua v'yesod me'akevim bebama gedola." That's only on the bamat sibur. For example, the major bama that they had in Nov and Givon, that's where they brought the public korbanot. However, ve'en me'akevim bebama ketana, but bama ketana, which is a bamat yahid, which is that the guy's backyard mizbeach. That is not going to be me'akiv. Babak gedolah, that's the one where they put korbanot tzibur on. For example, korban pesach, things like that. Mashenken, damat yareid, and lechaneme doesn't have to have any of these restrictions. Amen, amen.